If I have one day to live, I would want to go snow skiing. Spend half of the day on the beach. So I'd probably have to do this in California. Half the day on the beach reading a book and the other half going down a ski slope. I love to snow ski. Story's told of a skier going down a ski slope. And he notices a group of people with red writing on the back of their jackets. He goes and he gets closer and it says, blind skier. Now, I've skied a lot. Skied out west, skied east coast. I cannot imagine not being able to see and skiing. Well, each of these skiers would have a guide that would be right beside them that would keep hitting their poles together so that the blind skier could know that they were there, and they would just bark out, shout out, simple instructions. Go right, go left, dip, watch out, heel. And they would just screaming out these instructions, and these blind skiers could ski all over that mountain. Well, that is the intention for us to live the Christian life. We have been given the Holy Spirit, and He speaks out instructions for us to handle every mogul and every dip that we're going to encounter. John 16, verse 13 says, howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. He shall speak not of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. So four truths about the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit. We saw last time about the regenerating ministry of the Holy Spirit and how He brings us to Christ. But today we look at the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit. Notice, first of all, the Holy Spirit guides us to receive the truth. Look at verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. So the apostles had things they needed to learn. Jesus was leaving and He had things to say to them. But they were too overwhelmed with just the circumstances of His death and Him leaving them that they couldn't handle it. A lot of times we let the pressures of life burden us down, weight us down. And there's things that we need to learn, but we're not ready. That was where they were. Look at verse 13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all, A-L-L, truth. So the Holy Spirit was given at Pentecost to teach us the truth about God, to teach us the truth about life, to teach us the truth about death, to teach us the truth about heaven, to teach us the truth about hell. You cannot understand this book. You can understand what the words say. You cannot understand the spiritual meaning without the assistance of the Holy Spirit. I don't know any other languages other than English very well. But if I had a guide and I have a tutor, I might be able to pick up a few things. So I can say, como esta usted? And they would say, you didn't say that very well. Hey, but I had somebody to teach me. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He teaches us the truth of Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. So we receive the Spirit of God at salvation. But the reason He gives us the Holy Spirit is so that we can understand the truth of His Word. For you to see, you need two things. You need sight, and you need light. You can have the greatest sight, but if it's dark, and you're in a cave or a cavern or something, and there is no light, it doesn't matter how good your vision is, if you don't have light, you can't see. And if you are blind, you can have all of the light in the world. But light's not enough. The Holy Spirit is the one who helps us understand spiritual things. He guides us, notice what it says, into all truth. That brings us into truth. He guides us. And that requires that we be yielded and submissive to Him. If we say, no, I'm not going to learn. No, I don't want what the Spirit is saying. That's fine. He won't teach you. But if you come and you open up your Bible every morning and say, Holy Spirit, these truths are spiritually discerned. Will you help me understand them? He will open up this book to you and you will understand it in ways that you cannot imagine. Number one, He guides us to receive truth. Number two, He guides us to remember truth. Now, verse 13. But whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. They're going to put John 14, verse 26 on the screen. That's a page before. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things. Notice the next phrase. And bring remembrance, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Has it ever occurred to you that while Jesus was here, He never wrote anything down? Now you have a handout, because I want you to remember some of the things that are said. Jesus never had handouts, I'm convinced of. You say, well, how did they remember what He said? The ministry of the Holy Spirit. The ministry of remembrance. Look at this verse. Look what it says. And bring all things to your remembrance. How did they remember what to write down? I'm 52 years old, and my memory is not what it used to be. Can anybody bear witness with me? I mean, some of those details, and sometimes I just can't pull a name. I know that person. I just can't pull it. Well, you have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and they're writing the Gospels. How did they remember those things? The remembering ministry of the Holy Spirit. Look. Whatsoever I have said unto you, that is the Gospels. You're in John 16. Look at verse 13. Whatsoever He shall hear, talking about the Holy Spirit, that shall He speak. That's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That's what He did in the epistles. Look at the last phrase. And He will show you things to come. That is the book of Revelation. The Holy Spirit came to guide us into historical truth with the Gospels. The Holy Spirit came to teach us doctrinal truth. That is the epistles. And prophetical truth. What's going to take place in the future? That is the book of Revelations. Number two, the job of the Holy Spirit. To help us remember truth. Ever been in a situation and you needed a verse and you remembered it? God gave it to you so that you could share that verse with somebody about that need. Been many a time at the bedside of a dying saint. And I don't go in there with a script. I don't go in there with the book. Well, this is what you're supposed to read, the bedside of a dying saint. You know what I do? I go in there and I lean on the Holy Spirit of God. And He brings verses to my mind. That is the remembering ministry of the Holy Spirit. Number three, Holy Spirit guides us to respond to truth. He will guide you into, so it says, all truth. That refers to the Bible. The Holy Spirit leads us to Scripture. The Holy Spirit leads us in the Scriptures, and the Holy Spirit leads us by the Scriptures. That's what Jesus meant when he says, he's going to guide you in the Word of God. Now, here's the deal with the Holy Spirit. He's not an independent contractor. He doesn't go and do his own thing. The Holy Spirit, whatever he tells you, will always, 100% of the time, line up with this book. If the Holy Spirit is telling you something that does not line up with this book, it's not the Holy Spirit telling you. It's your flesh, it's your will, it's what you want to do. The Holy Spirit's not bipolar. He's not schizophrenic. When he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. He's not going to come back and tell you, hey, it's all right for you to date that girl that's not saved. He doesn't say one thing in our spirit and another thing in his word. He's not going to tell you, as he does in Scripture, flee fornication. And say, oh yeah, but you're the exception. You can be immoral with your girlfriend. Or you can cheat on your wife. No. Holy Spirit's not going to do that. He's not going to say, forsake not the assembling of yourself together as the manner of some is, Hebrews chapter 11. And tell you, oh yeah, it's summertime. Go to the beach. Go to the lake. Travel ball is all good. Don't worry about church. The Holy Spirit's not going to tell you that. Number three, the Holy Spirit guides us to respond to truth. He reminds us of Scripture, and then he puts that in front of us. And we have a choice. Will we yield to the Holy Spirit, or will we quench the Holy Spirit? Let me give you one more. The Holy Spirit leads us to reverence the truth. Look at verse 14. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. So the Holy Spirit is not just going to guide us to know stuff. The Holy Spirit is going to guide us to know Jesus. The primary responsibility of the Holy Spirit, point us to Jesus. Point us to Jesus to get us to act like Jesus, behave like Jesus, to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit, which is the life of the Spirit. Holy Spirit will always guide you to do nothing more, nothing less, nothing else, but glorify the Lord Jesus. So if it's about you and making you look good, it's not about the Holy Spirit. He's always pointing to Jesus. He's all right, Pastor, what do you want me to do today, and what do you want me to learn? Psalm 119, verse 18. Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things out of that law. Here's what I want you to do. I want you today to realize that God has given you this wonderful gift called the Holy Spirit. And you are to lean on him. You are to trust him. You are to communicate with him. If Tracy and I have been married 29 years, if I just ignored her for a day, she wouldn't be happy. 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, she will have killed me, called the counselor, called my mama. She would do something. What's going on with this dude who made a vow to me to be my lawfully wedded husband? Why is he not communicating with me? Friend, God has given you the Holy Spirit. He is a live, living person residing in you. He doesn't reside in temples made of hands anymore. He resides within you. And too many of us, we ignore him. We just don't listen to him. We grieve him. We quench him. I mean, we've been married 29 years. There's some things I don't even need to ask Tracy. Well, no, we ain't going there. She doesn't like them. And that's how we're to be so sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Every day you open up your Bible to read, you should pray this verse. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. He will teach you the Word of God. One of my good buddies, he's always given me praise and a little bit of grief for having education. Neil Jackson, you got all those degrees. And this is the way I respond to that guy. I would trade all of my degrees for your understanding of Scripture, because the Holy Spirit taught you. Some mortal man, fallible and everything else, taught me. You have the Holy Spirit of God living inside of you. Don't ignore him. Don't quench him. Don't grieve him. Ask for his assistance. And here's the deal with the Holy Spirit. Verse 13. He will guide you. He's not going to pull you. He's not going to lasso you. He's not going to whip you. He's going to guide you. That means you've got to submit. That means you've got to yield. That means you've got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God. Something comes up in your marriage. Holy Spirit, what would you like me to do? How should I respond to this situation? The Holy Spirit will very much tell you. That very difficult person you work with, oh, I want to slug him. Holy Spirit, how would you respond? Listen, I can tell you the Holy Spirit's not going to tell you slug him. He's not. He's going to tell you what the Word of God says. Turn the other cheek. Go the extra mile. He always testifies of Scripture. When a large ship enters into a harbor, takes on board what is called a harbor master. They're going to put up a picture on the screen. What this harbor master will do, there'll be a couple of guys on the boat. They will come up to these large ships when they're coming into harbor, and they will actually get on board. They know the harbor. They know the length of it. They know the width of it. They know where the shallow spots are. They know how the tide is working that day. They will get on the ship. Not to take control, but to give advice and counsel to the captain of the ship so that they do not have catastrophe. Friend, that's what the Holy Spirit does for us. He's not going to live your life, but he's there to counsel you. He's there to guide you. He's there to help you in your time of need. But it's up to you. Are you going to listen? Are you going to listen carefully? See, I get loud. Holy Spirit does it. He's not going to be screaming at you. It's a still small voice. And he's going to tell you what you should do. He's going to tell you what you shouldn't do. And he's going to help you live the successful Christian life. Tracy and I were at a function on Friday night. We both got gifts. We were in the truck driving to get something to eat. And we were talking, what cool gifts we got. That they spent some money on those gifts. And we were just talking, how cool is that, that they gave us these cool gifts and we're going to use them. Somebody asked for Tracy's gifts, and she said, too bad, so sad, not sharing. It's a great gift. There is no greater gift God has given us in the Christian life than the Holy Spirit. He will help your marriage. He will help you parent your kids. Difficult people at work, you got the Holy Spirit. He's always going to confirm what's in this book. And he's there for you.